Friends, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. While alarming escalation in the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic continues, the joy of gathering with family will be unavailable to many this year. Let's stay as connected as we can with those we care about the most, and remember those who are most likely to find themselves completely alone. And any gathering that does take place these days is also a minefield for many of us, as political differences escalate into existential disagreements and facts we can all agree on become as slippery as oyster stuffing in an uncooked turkey. You know, there's a reason we used to all agree once upon a time that polite company excluded discussions of politics and religion. Nobody's going to change anybody's mind, and everyone's just going to end up with indigestion. There are very real threats and dangers and risks in our world. Evil is real, but the kind of daily sniping and snarking that have become the new normal in so many of our lives and interactions profit none of us. They profit only the giant social media companies who enslave our eyeballs and our emotions, and leaders, religious and secular, who draw power and profit from conflict and chaos. Perhaps we can start with this one day to call a ceasefire in the daily disagreements and externally imposed tensions among friends and family. Good heavens, the battling forces of World War I were able to pause for an unofficial Christmas truce in 1914. We should at least be able to do that much at our holiday tables. I wish you and yours peace this Thanksgiving. May we each see that much of what we can be grateful for is in our own hands to create. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.